So meaning that, so first question is, if you tell somebody, please, is this the way? Okay? If I ask you a question, if I see you, I'm driving down the road and I stop and I say, ah, sorry, brother, please, is this the way? The first thing you're going to ask is, the way to where? Yeah, if you know what I'm saying, if you know what you're doing anyway, the first thing you ask the person is the way to where? You say, the way to where? Where are you going? Hallelujah. Amen. So when someone says, I am the way, then you begin to wonder, way to where? Amen. And practically everybody will say the way to heaven. Abi? Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Just hold that one. Which one will you hold? The one we put in the left hand, did you keep it there the last time? Because I got to put another thing in the left hand, though, so that it doesn't fall off. So we keep it there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. When you mention the fall, okay, the fall of man, in the book of Genesis, what comes to mind readily is the story of Eve. Adam is the story of Adam and Eve, the serpent, and the what? When you talk about the fall, there are four actors. The serpent, Adam, Eve, Mr. Sajiri. Oh yeah, now. When you talk about the fall, four things will readily come to mind. Adam, Eve, serpent. Thank you. The fruit. Because without the fruit, there's no fall. Without Eve, there's no fall. Without Adam, there's no fall. Okay? So you just, and then without the serpent, we won't be talking about the fall. Right? So what we'll remember is, Eve, the serpent went to Eve and then told her, deceived her, and then she ate, okay? And then gave to Adam who was with her. So those four things will already come to your mind. All right, except that you're doing A-levels like Pastor Sajiri, then you'll be talking about other things, okay? But those are the principal components when you talk about the fall. But I'll read to you Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. And one thing also occurred to me while I was preparing for this is that everything about the scripture, if you want to unravel the scripture, you only need the scripture to unravel it. Okay? One portion of the scripture explains another portion of the scripture. Okay? All you need to do is just tie it together. So basically, when you're watching a film, right? So they often begin. If they're telling history or something, they always begin with one scene that you begin to wonder, what's this scene for, right? So they just show you an old woman staring into the sky, observing something, you know, and then she suddenly keeps staring at what maybe a bird or the sun, and that scene goes off, right? And then they continue the story, go. And after a while, you will now see the essence of that first scene. Or in the middle of the film, okay, they just show you a scene. Maybe somebody slipping something in somebody's pocket. And you know, what's that? You just ignore it. But if you are conversant and used to certain producers and certain film industries, okay, like Nollywood, Bollywood, you can tell what they are doing. If it's Bollywood you are watching, all of us in this room, they will show our face. If something happens, they will show everybody's face, one by one. You know something has happened. You know, I'm just telling you that. And everything is within. So if you are looking at the scriptures and you want to really, really understand the scriptures, it is not outside of the scripture. It is within the scripture. So when you're reading Genesis, you probably find answer to what is in Genesis, in Revelation, or you tie the two together and it gives you a big picture. Okay? So you keep that one in the middle of your left and your right hand. All right. Genesis chapter 3, and I'm reading from the NKJV. I read from verse 1, and I'll stop at verse 6. It says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, As God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. It says, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. That's verse 4. Verse 5 says, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. All right. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate it. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Amen. Hallelujah. So the serpent, the woman, her husband, and the fruit. Okay? So and we have all agreed that Adam and Eve did not eat apple. They ate just the fruit. So we were taught when we were growing up that it was apple. And I think that, okay, don't let me say that. Anyway. Okay. So now, I'm going somewhere, all right? And he says that in verse 4, the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So the woman did what? Saw. Verse 6 says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, now she was not holding the tree, okay? But the serpent told her something about the tree. Let's have verse 5 again. I hope I'll be able to finish today. Therefore, God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Then the next verse, he then said, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, well, how did she see? She weaved the words of the serpent, okay, and formed a picture in her mind, and then concluded that this will be good for food based on what he said. Hallelujah. And be careful the pictures that you form in your mind. They go a very long way in determining your actions. Whether they are positive or they are negative, they go a very long way. So she said she saw that it was good, that it was pleasant. So you can imagine that those few words that the serpent told her, she weaved it. She said she saw that it was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. So even before she tasted it at all, she had dreamt a dream. Hallelujah. Amen. And she had interpreted that dream, and all she needed to do was to satisfy herself with a bite. So what drove her, okay, to eat was the picture she painted of what the serpent told her. Hallelujah. So the serpent gave her something to feed upon, and then she started playing around with it in the mind of her eyes, she started playing around with it, and then it began to look to her, let me taste. It will be good. And be careful. Even when you want to form good pictures, look at what God and Abraham did. Sorry. So in Genesis chapter 8, John chapter 8. So the serpent and Eve and the woman, it's not Eve. So the four people were the woman, the husband, the serpent, and the fruit. Those were the four things. Anytime you remember the four, just remember those four. Okay? So in John chapter 8, verse 56. So I'll just explain to you that it was a picture that eventually ended up in an action. Okay? And a picture that came from words. Okay? So in John chapter 8, verse 56, the Bible says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Who was speaking here? Somebody help me. Who was speaking? Jesus was speaking. Did Abraham see Jesus? Huh? So in the living, don't worry, it's not a test, don't worry. I'm not scoring you 5 over 10. Hallelujah. That's why it's good that when you're asking people questions, don't be tricking them. So that when you ask them questions, they can freely answer. Okay, so in the New Living Translation, it says, your father Abraham rejoiced as he looked forward to my coming. He saw it and was glad. Now, meaning that in Abraham, you know, Abraham walked with God. He was God's friend. Okay? In Abraham's walk with God, the two of them will have come to a point where God will have told him about Jesus. Amen. He will have seen and he will have heard, and then he will have painted the picture, and Christ is saying, this is his testimony that he saw it, Abby, and was what? He was glad. So the picture that he painted, okay, he set an expectation for Abraham, and Abraham was glad, even though it had not physically manifested. The same thing that the serpent and the woman, the same thing that happened between the serpent and the woman, the serpent told her something. She toyed with it in her mind, played around with it, okay? It became a picture and said, "Let me eat it." Okay? Now, if you look at Genesis again, Genesis 13. And verse 14. Genesis 13 and from verse 14. The Bible says, "And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And now make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So if a man should number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you." Amen. Then Abraham moved his tent and went and dwelt in Terebinth, trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built another there to the Lord. Hallelujah. How did we all become descendants of Abraham? Because God told him, okay, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, eastward, southward, and westward, for the land which you see. Huh? For the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth. So if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. Hallelujah. You know what Abraham did? Abraham took God's word and he formed a picture. Hallelujah. And he could imagine. Okay? It's just like I'm going to say, I just tell Kenny, I'll say, Kenny, Yama is releasing a keyboard in September, on the first day of September. And I tell him that this keyboard, you don't even need to disturb yourself. All this one that you're doing, loop, 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 loop. Just tell the keyboard, loop. I tell you how you want. And then, you know that once I begin to tell him that, what is going to happen? He's going to begin to play a picture. He's going to begin to play a picture. He will play a picture. He will play a picture. The difference between everybody when they play pictures is actualization. Okay? So, God told Abraham something, and Abraham was very good at it. Okay? And he just looked at it and said, if God is saying that, then if I can imagine, I should look northward, westward, eastward, whatever. That means his mind could see beyond the physical. So if it was just where he is, what is the range of your human eye? Even if you look at the horizon ends somewhere. Abi? But he could. If he painted that picture, and that picture is, I mean, today everybody is a descendant of Abraham. Hallelujah. And I'm saying that when you look at the fall, what comes to your mind is that the serpent told the woman something, the woman played around with something that he was told, okay, and then it became desirable to her, and then she went for it. Hallelujah. Don't worry, we are going somewhere. John 14, 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay, now if you look at, so when you begin to look at, okay, the fall and then the resurrection of Christ, so the counterpart of the fall is the resurrection, right? So the fall came and man died and was separated from God. Resurrection came and man, okay, received life. Hallelujah. He came alive again. Hallelujah. He says, so if you look at Abraham, all died in Abraham, then all in Jesus also are made alive. Okay? So, by blood, we are related to Adam and Eve. Okay? And by our confession, when we repent of our sins and trust in Jesus Christ, we are united to a new head. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 15. Verses 21 to 23 says, for since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ as his coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's go back to the story at the beginning. Genesis chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 7. So we've looked at the fall. Then we looked at what preceded the fall and what came after the fall. Genesis 2, verses 7 to 9. The Bible says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed breath into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and here he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. So that gives you context to what the woman was saying when she was replying the serpent, that you see that in chapter 3, verse 3, verse 2, it says, the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, thou shalt not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And here he's telling us that there in the garden where they were, he says, chapter 2, verse 9 says, out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. Amen. I think someone showed me a joke yesterday. I didn't even know that. He showed me a joke yesterday. He said that if the woman and the man had been of a certain, so that they won't come after me, and it's not in this country, so don't bother. He said if they had been of a certain tribe or a certain set of category of people, instead of eating the fruit, they will have eaten the serpent. Yeah, because of people. And then we'll have been saved the wahala of food. And I just love that. There's nothing man will not use to crack jokes. So if they have been of this particular, if they are these particular people, they like eating serpent. That one that is talking, blah, 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 before you finish, is the one that they will have painted the picture and say, you are good. Okay, so it says that, in that, the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Okay? But when the serpent came, okay, he painted to her that, look, this tree of knowledge of good and evil, if you eat it, you'll just be like God. And, you know, for Eve to have formed that picture, it's because she had a relationship, or she has a relationship. She, the woman and the man, had a relationship with God. If you go back to chapter 3, verse 3, no, verse 4. He says, the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Eh? And then he says, so the woman saw that it was good. What did she see? She saw from the fact that he said, you will be like God. Except she had an understanding of who God is, she wouldn't have desired it. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if while before the serpent came, there had not been a relationship between man, woman, and God, there is no comparison, there's no way that the serpent would have come and said, you'll be like God. Because you wouldn't know what God was like. Hallelujah. But because of that, you know, and the presence of God is so, so amazing, so glorious. So when he comes, imagine how they will feel. I mean, when you lift up, I don't know how you feel when you lift up holy hands, or how you feel when you are playing or you are worshiping God. Okay? Imagine that you are that lifted in the spirit. That's how Adam and Eve will have been feeling when God comes in the cool of the evening and is having a conversation or is chatting with them. The atmosphere will have been so different. Okay? And they will always have been like, oh no, you shouldn't go. That's how it would have been. I'm trying to tell you that the picture she painted was not without an experience. So for the serpent to say, you'll be like God, you know good and evil, that means that you will have God will have come, they will have gisted, had a conversation, and he will have explained certain things to them, or he probably has shown them certain things. I mean, they're just walking around. And then he's explaining this to them, and Eve will have been like, wow. He knows so many things. So when he was painting that picture, bringing that nature of God to our face, that's why it's like, okay, now this is good. Because you understand what it is. Amen. And then he says that it was desirable to make one wife. She took of his fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Now, Bible says the tree of life and the tree of knowledge and good, they were all in the midst of the garden. They were both in the midst of the garden amongst other trees. And then what happened after they ate? Genesis chapter 3. Verse 24. Okay, let me read verse 22. From 22, then we end on 24. It says, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground to which he was taken. So he drove him out, and he placed a cherub at the east of the garden of Eden, and a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the fall. Okay? So when they had eaten, God now protected the tree of life. Say, now they are like us. They know good and evil. Okay? If they eat one, they will live forever. Don't forget where we are coming from. John chapter 14 and verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I said, the first thing you ask, the way to where? That's what you ask yourself. Now, it says here that, it says, go back to 324 or 320, yeah. Yeah, it says, and then a flaming sword will turn every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Hallelujah. Give me Revelation chapter 2. and verse 7. The Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. It says, to him who overcomes. And who is it that overcomes? Eh? What does the Bible say? Who is it that overcomes? All right. Put that one in your right hand. Because this one that you must forget this one so that you know this. So who is it that overcomes? Keep it in your right hand. So it says here, to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. They were sent out of Eden, and a cherub was placed by that tree of life, so that they will not know the way to that tree. Is that what we read now? Let's go back there. Why are you looking like this now? Genesis 3, the last one we read. He says, so he drove out the man. Just look at it carefully. And he placed the cherub at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Hallelujah. To guard the way to the tree of life. Amen. So that what? Go to verse 25. It's a pause. You know that game? When you're doing anything, pause. Eh? Okay, sorry, verse 23. Sorry. It says, therefore the Lord sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. Then verse 24 says, so he drove out the man and he placed him, okay, and then he put this flaming sword to guard the way to the tree of life. So the way to the tree of life is guarded. Where is the tree of life? Eh? In the midst of where? Which garden? Mr. Sajiri. Ah, this is Mr. Sajiri. Mr. Sajiri, I'm not testing everybody. Abi, this man is too spiritual. It's this one we read. Where is this tree? This tree. Okay, go back to Genesis. Where is the tree? The one that was guarded. A Garden of Eden. Mr. Sajiri is saying paradise. It's Yemin that put it for you. So the he says to guard the way to the tree. Huh? In Revelation 2:7, he's saying that, please go to Revelation 2:7. He's saying here that I will give to it from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. He says to him who overcomes, I will give to it from the tree of life. This tree of life is being guarded, and the way to the tree of life has been blocked. Right from the fall. I am the way. And these are in the red letters of Christ. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, at the fall, that tree, there is a cherub and a flaming sword that protects the way to that tree of life. So, the man is out. No more. He cannot find his way back there. He's guarded. In Revelation 2, he's saying to him that overcomes, I will give to it from what? The tree of life. How? How will man get back to the tree of life? How? Through Jesus, the way. Why is it the way? Why is it the way? No, he's saying that, oh yeah, take me back to Revelation 2. He's saying that I will give to it from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the garden of the paradise of God. Huh? That means that if he's going to give you of the tree of life, he's going to lead you to that way that has been. That's why he says, I'm the way. And that's why I'm telling you that this is in the red letter of Christ. Everybody will say, oh, it's the way to heaven. No problem. It's the way to God. No problem. But he's telling you that. Hold on. Don't remove this one. We'll soon go home. Abi, you want us to go? In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 5. That thing that is in your right hand. Which one is what is in your right hand? Who overcomes? 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world? Block the world. Who is he who overcomes? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So if you go back to Revelation chapter 2, it says, to him who overcomes, to him that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, I will give to it from the tree of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what I've said in the beginning, that everything about the scriptures from the beginning to the end is embedded. Okay? You only need to sit down and begin to plug in and say, oh, you know, first off, you look at it and say, okay, they were sent out of the garden. But everybody forgets, or most people forget, that the way to the tree of life was blocked. And then Christ comes and says, I am the way. Hallelujah. Are you painting a picture? Because we do not know the way to that tree of life anymore. Okay? If we follow after Adam, we don't have any knowledge of that tree where it is anymore. All we know is that Adam was chased out of the garden. And it tells you that that tree, okay, was here on earth. Abi, Eden was here on earth. So that tree of life was here on earth. We cannot finish this thing today. Hallelujah. And it says there that it will take you to eat of the tree of life, which is where? In the paradise of God. Telling you that that paradise of God is where? Here on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's why John 10:10, very critical. He says, I have come. Oh yeah, please give me. I'm always taking the last part. The one he talks about the thief. So that one that is in your right hand, throw it away now. Maybe you now know the person that overcomes. I know you know it, but it was because you thought I was testing you, and I was just rapping with you. It says the thief comes. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. Amen. I have come that may have it more abundantly. Amen. And the only way you can have it more abundantly is if you believe that is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Then you have overcome. You have broken that barrier that is between you and the tree of life. Hallelujah. That's why we always say that people should just accept that this is the work of redemption. Christ came and this is where your salvation is. Abi? Because once you are able to do that, you have access. Because it says, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. You know why? Because when God was going to send the man, so it was the woman and her husband that ate, and then by the time they were leaving the garden, they became Adam and Eve. Abi? So when God was going to send them out, he said, so that they will not be like us and live what? Forever. Please, let's go back. Abi, it's not what we read. Are we sure we read it? He said, so that they will not live forever. Living forever is life abundantly. So when you read and say, they may have it and have it more abundantly, it means you are going to attain the status, the original status that God wanted us to have. And just imagine, if he says, I have come, that you may have life and have it abundantly. Where did he come to? Here, in John chapter 1. Give me John chapter 1, verse 1. Don't worry, we'll soon go home. I'll continue next time. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Next verse. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. If he says, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, you're supposed to reign here on earth with that life abundantly. You're going to have that life abundantly. You're going to have the nature of God and reign here on earth. That's the picture that I want you to see. It has not come so that you go to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I've come. And he who overcomes, I will lead him to the tree of life. Abi, to eat of the tree of life, which is where? In the paradise of God. So, once man is restored, he's taken back to that garden of abundance. Amen. When you begin to connect these dots, the story, the reason why Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3 was written, it begins to make more sense. Hallelujah. Because now we have been restored. Hallelujah. We can no longer say that we are out of God's abundance. Because now we have been put back into that abundance. Amen. He says, I am the way. I've only been able to fix half of I've only been able to go three quarters of the way of the way. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, I am the way. He's leading. He says, once you overcome, I take you and then you eat of the tree of life, and then that which is in the paradise of God. When you begin to sit and create that picture, because you look at it, everything started from Eden, and where is it going back to? Eden, where the tree of life is. Hallelujah. And that's why he says that when you look at the fall, the counterpart of the fall is the resurrection of Christ, because it gives you access to the way back to the tree of life. And so instead of you, I know that the Bible is very deliberate. If you look at this Revelation 2:7, it didn't say, I'm going to take you to the tree, and then you decide what you do. He says, what? It's my name now. He says, what? To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst. He says, I will give to it. Because death came by eating. And then it will go by the same chop chop. Hallelujah. But it's only accessible to them that overcomes. And 1 John chapter 5 and verse 5 says, 1 John 5, 5. Hallelujah. So it's only accessible to to them that believe. 1 John 5:5 says that, and who can, NKJV, and says that, who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. As students of the Bible, you know that's why we come for booster service. You need to break down every portion of the scripture and begin to put everything that looks like a puzzle. That's why I'm very careful with my word. It looks like a puzzle, but it's not a puzzle. But you just need to be able to connect with the help of the Holy Spirit every instance in the Bible, in the old and in the new, and then you see what God is doing. Hallelujah. He says, I am the way. And it's the way to life. Amen. Back to the tree, the original design. You know, every time we say, and God brought back man to his original design. The original design is that you have access to that tree of life. And you will eat from that tree. Let's rise to our feet. We are not weaving words. And the Bible is very simple to understand. Only that we are asked that for the help of the Holy Spirit, that we truly understand what it says, and then we are able to form it. Because once you have that understanding and that picture, it will form the basis of your next action. Hallelujah. Once you know that you are, because of your alliance or allegiance to what Christ has done, you are back in that garden where it is not reported that any tree withers or any fruit falls or anything gets rotting. It's just abundance. That's where you are now. Hallelujah. By virtue of being an overcomer, because you believe that he's the Son of God. And let's just talk to him this night and tell him that indeed what we should be, that what you want to be doing from now is to live that reality of the kingdom child. Hallelujah. That reality of that restoration. It's not about, oh, I lack. Hallelujah. Because his intention from the beginning is that, you know, man will not lack. Hallelujah. And then his intention was also to fellowship with man. Amen. And that's why Eve could paint a picture when he said, you'll be like God. Amen. She could paint it and say, oh, this is what I'm going to be like. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that you are God's. Hallelujah. Father, we give you all the praise. We thank you for your word. Thank you because indeed an exposition, it will flood our hearts. And the understanding we have will make us reign here as king and priest. Hallelujah. Thank you, everlasting Father. Because you are good and you are God. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. So next time, we'll look at the truth. And we'll look at the...